Oh, hi. I'm Drew Doherty, and we're in my office. And I knew that camera was there, so don't, you know, look too far into that. But let's do a mailbag. I answer your questions via Facebook, like this one from Naomi Craghead. I visited Houston back in the 60s. Would like to return to your great city. Well, Naomi, we'd love to have you back. And I bet that things look a little bit differently now than they do then. Yamil Pisa says, I'm ready for some football. Me too. And Angie Ventura, finally, football season is upon us. Happy Days. Happy Days was a great TV show, too. Everybody loved the Fonz. Hey. Gladys Rodriguez, are you single? LOL, JK. What's so funny about that? Why would you kid? But no, I'm not single. I'm married, and I've got two great kids and a great wife. Joey Daniel, he says this, during preseason, what chances will players have to move up the depth chart, i.e. Fitz is the starting QB? What if Keenum or Savage plays very well? It's a good question. I don't think the preseason is necessarily going to determine that position so much. Ryan Fitzpatrick is probably starting against the Redskins on September 7th. Case Keenum is probably the backup against the Redskins on September 7th. Nancy Jasek Munoz has this, with Fitzpatrick being the starting quarterback instead of the more familiar names fans were hoping to see get the position, what do you feel he can bring to the game to get fans to rally behind him? Touchdown passes and wins. Actually, wins and then touchdown passes, but wins more than anything. Wins, wins, wins. Bobby Young, have you studied the Texans playbook, and what do you think about it? No, and I think it's going to be great, but I haven't studied it. But I think it's going to be great. John Big Daddy Wynn, what color jersey will they be wearing for the Falcons preseason game? Deep steel blue with white pants. Deep steel blue jersey, white pants. Dennis Kyle Blakeney, hey Drew, how much do you miss Nick? You know, not much. And also, how much pressure do you think Chris Boswell is putting on Randy Bullock to perform this year? Great question. Shane Leckler talked about it on Tuesday with me. He said it's a good competition. Boswell's been kicking well, but he said Bullock was kicking well too. And you got to remember, Bullock made his last 12 field goal attempts in 2013. Emilio Luciano Stone, what kind of year will you think Jadeveon Clowney will have, nice man Drew? Okay, I think Clowney's going to have a great year, and if you're referring to me as a nice man, thanks, I appreciate that. Kobe Washington says, logo nice. Nice, Kobe. Our winning question of the day comes from Tino Murillo. Tino asks, any idea who's going to be our kick returner, punt returner? I've been hearing different names in training camp. The names you've been hearing have probably been Keyshawn Martin, Mike Thomas, Devere Posey, maybe Kareem Jackson, Dennis Johnson, and a few others. But watch for a battle between Martin and Thomas. And look out for Thomas, because I think he's going to be really good in the slot receiver position. But as far as returning punts, he loves that hecticness. That's his word for it, not mine. But he likes that. And then Keyshawn Martin has done some nice things. He's maturing as a player. This is only year three for him, so he could do nice things as well in the return game. Tino, you win the Texas Lottery scratch-offs for that question. That's the question of the day. Thanks for sending it in. Kurt Evan Shipley has this. Will Jadeveon Clowney, Brian Cushing, Andre Johnson, Arian Foster, and Lewis Nix be healthy for week one against Washington? Yes, 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 and I think no, probably. But what do I know? I'm not a doctor or a masseuse. This is the Facebook Mailbag. We thank you so much for watching. We'll talk with you next time.